You are listening to Hubble Audio's production of Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles R. Swindoll. This book is read by Pam Ward. This book is 203 pages long and is divided into 14 chapters. This recording was produced in 2008 by Hubble Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hubble Audio. This edition issued by contractual agreement with Thomas Nelson. Originally published by Thomas Nelson in English as Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity, copyright 1997 by Charles R. Swindoll, Incorporated, a Texas corporation. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. God's Invisible Providence. God's presence is not as intriguing as His absence. His voice is not as eloquent as His silence. Who of us has not longed for a word from God, searched for a glimpse of His power, or yearned for the reassurance of His presence, only to feel that He seems absent from the moment, distant, preoccupied, maybe even unconcerned? Yet later we realize how very present He was all along. As far back as 1867, Walter Chalmers Smith, the Scottish preacher and poet, penned the words that have become the lyrics of one of the greatest hymns of the church. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days.